Kent Theory's Half-Right Ideas on Voting by me, John Caldera, published December 3rd, 2023. Colorado has the possibility to become the nation's first post-partisan state as the number of unaffiliated voters swell and registered Republicans and Democrats shrink to all-time lows. We see a growing movement of people who have just had it with both parties. And why not? The extremes of both parties are becoming more distasteful by the day. This doesn't mean there still won't be Republicans and Democrats. It means there will be openings for unaffiliated and third-party candidates to win seats usually left only for the two major parties. Look no further than an unaffiliated mayor of Colorado Springs as an example of what may come. A growing number of people in the state are looking for a new voting option. Multimillionaire Kent Theory is offering one, and he's halfway there. He's backing a citizens' initiative that would replace our party-driven primaries completely with what's known as a jungle primary, and then completely replace our general elections with ranked choice voting. I think Colorado is ready for the first part, but should and likely will reject the second part. Colorado's primary system is broken. It often results in the extreme of a party making it to the general election. The current evolution of that has given us a legislature full of members of Democratic Socialists of America and their sympathizers, all out of step with their constituents. A jungle primary allows as many people as wish to petition on from all parties, or no party at all, to make it to the primary ballot. Theory's proposal calls it an all-candidate primary election. Like Denver's mayor race, it is possible to have two Democrats advancing to the general election in a very liberal district, perhaps one hard leftist and one just a progressive, for the liberal voters to choose from come November, and the opposite in hardcore conservative districts. Though the extremes of both parties don't like jungle primaries, the extreme of the party in charge hates it more. So don't expect Colorado's progressives to be climbing on board the all-candidate primary train. And since hardcore GOP leadership doesn't like the semi-open primaries we have now, they'll likely hate this one too. The part of Theory's proposal that is baffling is that after a jungle primary, instead of the top two candidates going forward to the general election, the top four candidates go forward for a ranked choice voting general election. But why? Ranked choice voting is a cumbersome, confusing, klutzy, and chaotic voting system that was tried in many large municipalities back in the 1920s before being tossed by all of them. Recently, under ranked choice voting, in Oakland, California, a school board election was found to be improperly counted after the candidate who came in third was actually found to have won the race. The New York City mayor's race took weeks to decipher a winner, and in Alaska, with an overwhelming Republican voter registration, a Democrat became their United States representative in Congress. Most recently in Colorado, Boulder elected its mayor via ranked choice voting, with many shouting foul. Also known as instant runoff voting, ranked choice voting disenfranchises voters after every round of counting because one candidate is dropped from the race. If you voted for only one of four candidates and that candidate was dropped, well, then your vote doesn't count for the next runoffs. Furthermore, the dynamics change in an election depending on which candidates drop out. Think of how any presidential race changes when a primary candidate drops out. People's preferences change as the field narrows down. That is, given these four candidates, I would prefer them in this order. But given only these three candidates, I might prefer them in a different order. Sadly, I don't have a chance to go and re-vote after one candidate has been dropped from the race in ranked choice voting. It also requires that a voter knows all about all four candidates in detail rather than just two. A general election ballot of four candidates for every office instead of two doubles the research any good citizen must do to inform herself, making ranked choice voting a time gobbler, not saver, in any general election. The political reality is likely Theory is biting off too much for Coloradans to chew. he'd have more luck reforming the primary system first by making it a fully open jungle primary, and then at a later time go for his white whale of ranked choice voting.